Well, this week we're going to do a reggae edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
So many questions asked, so many answers to see.
Don't you take my love for granted.
I said positive vibrations in the air.
And joining us now is Howard Flaga Duperly, who hosts the Reggae Ride on WDNA Public Radio in Miami. Hi, Howard. Welcome back.
Jeremy, glad to be here.
Well, and you've got some reggae from a number of Jamaican or Jamaican-born artists today, starting with Karen Smith. This is a song that people may recognize, different version of it, but let's listen. Now, this is a remake of Paula Abdul's Rush, Rush. Tell us about this.
Well, Karen Smith is simply Jamaica's darling, if you want to say that. She's not widely known outside of Jamaica, but she's one of the most accomplished vocalists the country has ever produced. She's a nine-time winner of the Jamaica Music Industry Awards, which is the Jamaica version to the Grammys. Primarily known as a cabaret singer, and her vocal range is just as wide as it gets. She can sing anything from an aria to jazz to pop to reggae, and the album Rush is a collection of ballads and standards with her signature style. And as you can tell, she's doing a very nice job with the title track on this album.
Well, what do you like about this title track?
I love her version of it. You listen to it, you can't help but just simply get involved and probably rock or groove, as we would say back home.
Well, next you wanted us to hear from another artist from Jamaica. This is Christine Alicia. She now lives in Florida. This is called Key Lock.
This is the key lock. Lock me in your eyes for turn the doorknob. Shut me in forevermore. This is true love. No denying it's for sure. But child's put together.
Now, we read that she is a classically trained pianist.
And she also has a gospel background as well. Christine Alicia, let me tell you, watch out, world. You're going to be hearing more from this young lady. She's a relatively new singer and songwriter, but she's got a mature delivery. You know, her album right now is on the iTunes Top 10 and the Billboard Top 15 Reggae Charts. And she possesses all the sensibilities that are common among legends and has the potential to be a superstar for sure.
Now, you've started us off with two female reggae artists. Are there a lot of women right now making reggae music?
There are. There are quite a bit. Others include Itana, for sure, who's also a prominent artist at this point. There's Queen Ifrika, among others, and both of them have new releases, and they're in the conscious vein as well. But they're definitely prominent artists right now, female artists that have commanded the attention of the reggae world.
All right, well, now to the artist Droop Lion with Have You Seen the Rain? This is a remake of the Creedence song.
It will rain or fall, it die. I feel ever.
great. And I love the original song, but that's a great remake.
Oh, that's a great rendition. And he's out of Jamaica. This is a gentleman with a lot of promise. He had a very rough upbringing, experiencing a lot of violence in the inner cities of Kingston, particularly during the 80s when we had a lot of political disturbances. As a matter of fact, his mom was killed in one of those uprisings. And you kind of get this feeling that this gentleman, this young man, is determined to just simply chart a course for himself and to be as successful as possible. And all of that you sense is embedded in every single track on this particular album. His album is called Ideologies. And it's mostly conscious messages. As a matter of fact, some of the pieces on the album depict some of the incidences that he experienced. This one that you've just played, Have You Seen the Rain, that Creedence Clearwater Revival cover, I would say is the deviation from the album. But again, you can hear from that raw voice of his that whatever he sings, whatever comes out of his mouth, you're going to get his attention.
Why do you think there are so many cover songs in reggae?
I think one of the reasons for that is it's an easy way to get your attention, to let you know that they do have the talent. And quite simply, some of these artists are influenced by what they hear. Creedence Clearwater Revival, this is a group that's been listened to in Jamaica since the 1960s, 70s. So a lot of these young artists, some of them might not have been born yet, but certainly their parents were playing those songs, and they were influenced. They grew up hearing it, and probably just a way to show their appreciation.
All right, well, we have time for one more. This is Michael Rose. It's called Love, Love, Love.
All I need is love, love, love to comfort me. Just give me that love, love, love to comfort she. Standing at the corner, at quarter to eight, waiting for the daughter, but she turned up late.
Now we read on Michael Rose's Facebook page that he lost his mother to gun violence when he was just a baby, which is something that he sung about. What should we know about him?
Well, Michael Rose, first of all, is the former lead singer for the group Black Uhuru, who were the first artists to win a Grammy in the reggae category back in 1985. Michael Rose is simply considered reggae royalty. This is one of those foundation artists. And this new album is titled Rasta State. And Love, 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 the piece we're listening to, is a slight deviation from what he's mostly known for. It's basically a ballad that touts a relationship that's blessed by the Almighty. And so he's saying, look, all I need is love, 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 and that will overcome any obstacle. Nothing else matters.
Now, all these artists are from Jamaica. Is that by coincidence, or is it just still where all the big reggae artists come from?
Well, first of all, yeah, that's where most of the big-name reggae artists are going to come from. Reggae, obviously, now has gone worldwide. It has been that way for decades. Now you look to countries like Japan and in Europe, places like Italy and Germany. In Germany, you've got this artist named Gentleman, and if you were to listen to him, you would have no idea he's a German-born artist. You think he's out of Jamaica. But there are lots of artists around the world, even here in the United States, out on the West Coast in California, and of course here in Miami, where I live. There are a lot of American artists that are doing some pretty good things as far as reggae music is concerned.
That's Howard Flaga Duperly, who hosts the Reggae Ride on WDNA Public Radio in Miami. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Jeremy, once again, it's been a pleasure. I enjoyed it, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
As are we, and you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.
Give me that love, love, love to comfort.